Today on More to Life, crazy little thing called love. Struggling to love or feel loved? This St. Valentine's Day, let us help you find grace-filled ways to cultivate healthier, more fulfilling relationships. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with it.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we're wishing you a very happy St. Cyril and Methodius Day.
You do this every year.
I do, well, because
St.
Cyril and Methodius Day is on February 14th every year. So, yes, of course I do. And the church, little known fact, the church puts St. Cyril and Methodius Day on the same day as the much lesser known St. Valentine's Day. As a way of proclaiming to the world that Slavic people are the best lovers. So
this from my Popchak husband.
That's right.
If you hadn't noticed.
So on this special
heritage
day, go out and hug a Slav, invent an alphabet, or evangelize Eastern Europe, as one does on this most romantic day. Happy St. Valentine's Day. The show actually is titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we talk about the struggle to love and be loved this St. Valentine's Day. We want to help you find grace-filled ways to cultivate healthier and more fulfilling relationships. Can I share my poem? Can I share my poem real quick?
Do what you like.
Roses are red. Stinkweed is odious. Please won't you be my Cyril and Methodius.
Okay.
You're welcome. Anyway, yes, on this St. Valentine's Day and St. Cyril and Methodius Day, we're talking about love. If you're struggling to experience the love you want in any of your relationships, I mean, we're focusing on romantic relationships, but really this applies to any relationship where we don't feel the love that we'd like to feel. If you're looking to build a more loving, caring, passionate relationship, wondering how to know if the person you're dating is the one, wondering how to keep or rekindle that spark in your marriage, let us help at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Or if you're in a marriage, but there are stumbling blocks, like kids. You know, I was talking to a girl earlier today, and she and her husband have had 3 babies in 3 years, and they don't even get to look at each other very much anymore because they're too tired. And as soon as they sit down and maybe get all 3 kids to sleep, they're asleep themselves. Love is a beautiful and wonderful thing. It is a reflection of our divine bridegroom's love for us. You know, every time we receive the Eucharist, we are receiving our bridegroom. And we are supposed to take that love not only out into the world, but often into very beautiful marital relationships. And then, yeah, we have to deal with all the stuff of life, the fallen nature of both us and our spouse, all the stumbling blocks and struggles along the way. And often we feel like we shouldn't talk about it. We're just supposed to be married. We're just supposed to be in love. It's doing the work of overcoming those struggles, making each other better people, calling each other on to strengthen the virtues in our lives so we can love each other better, and loving the family members we have out of that, whether it's our children or our in-laws or all of those people that come with those relationships. If you're struggling in any way to experience love or to be giving love to someone, we are here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call. Let's talk about it. Let's connect with God's grace and find some good steps forward. The number is 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And once again, the show is titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love. As we celebrate this Valentine's Day, if you are struggling to experience the love you want in your relationships, if you're looking to build a more caring, loving, passionate relationship, if you're wondering how to know whether the person you're dating is the one, or how to make a really beautiful marriage from the ground up, or wondering how to keep or rekindle the spark in your marriage, we want to help at 877-573-7825. But of course, we're also open to talking about all the relationships in your life and help them be as loving as possible on this St. Valentine's Day. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, what is that exactly, and how can it help me have more loving relationships? Well, that's actually what the theology of the body is all about. St. John Paul gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years that looked at how we could discover God's plan for having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully reflecting both on God's design and creation and the way he works with us through salvation history.
Christians have a rather ambivalent relationship with romance sometimes. You know, we tend to think of it as either a Hollywood invention that we should be suspicious of, or as something that couples do in the early stages of the relationship that should just naturally fall away with more mature love and life experience. But the theology of the body reminds us that marriage is a sacrament, in part because the world needs to be reminded that God loves us and that his love for us is a passionate one.
You know, by first giving the passionate and romantic dimensions of our marriage to God and then intentionally cultivating those dimensions of their love for one another, a husband and wife remind first each other and then the world that God doesn't just love us from a distance or as a group. You know, he cherishes us and he loves us personally and passionately with a free, total, faithful, fruitful love that never fails. Like the love that Christ the bridegroom has for his bride in the church and spelled out in the Song of Songs, God's love is an all-consuming fire that proclaims, "You are precious to me, and I desire all of you." Celebrating romantic love, especially in marriage, is an important way of helping our beloved know how precious they are, not just to us, but God too. And reminding the world that romantic love isn't really about lust. It's about learning to cherish each other as God cherishes us. And that's what we're celebrating today on More to Life, on our show titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love. This Valentine's Day, let us help you make all of your relationships reflect that cherishing love that comes from the heart of God.
If you're not feeling cherished in a relationship today, or for a while now, if you're kind of slogging through a relationship with somebody that should be in a loving relationship with you, if you're not even sure what that would mean to be cherished in that relationship or by those people, let's talk about it today and make that happen in practical and real and truly holy ways for you. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, before we do our prayer, I just wanted to, I was reminded of a reflection on that, because you were talking about romantic love and the place that it plays, the role that it plays in Christian love and Christian marriage. Interestingly enough, historically, the whole idea of romantic love, you know, so with the emergence of poets and, you know, troubadours singing love songs instead of, you know, like the body drinking songs that used to be popular back in the day, it was around the 11th century when marriage was defined as a sacrament by various church councils that all those kind of raunchy bar songs were challenged to become more romantic and loving and more about cherishing and about sacred love. Christianity really birthed the idea of romantic love and cherishing, as opposed to just the, you know, well, the kind of music we hear today, for that matter. And it's on us as Catholic couples to really reclaim the idea of romance as a sign of the cherishing that God has for each of us. So, you know, don't be suspicious of romantic love. It's a beautiful and Christian thing. 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we talk about the struggle to feel love in our relationships, or be loving in our relationships, any relationship, really. We're focusing a bit more on romantic love, but if there's a relationship at all that you are struggling with, let us help you experience more of God's love in that relationship today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. And let's take our concerns to the Lord, then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today and we bring you all of our relationships, especially our dating and engaged and marriage relationships. And we ask you, Lord, to fill our hearts with your love, with your passion, to teach us how to cherish each other as you cherish us. Not only do you love us by working for our ultimate good, you also cherish us to remind us that each and every one of us is special and beloved by you, and that there was nothing that you wouldn't do to save us, to sustain us, to love us, and to bring us to you. Help us to follow your example by cherishing those you have placed in our lives, especially our spouse or our significant other. We ask that you would show us how to love the way you love us and cherish them as you cherish us. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we talk about the challenge to love or be loved. In general, we're focusing, of course, because it's St. Valentine's Day, on romantic relationships, but nearly any relationship that you are struggling to love or be loved in, let us talk it through. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Joe, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Louisiana on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just calling. I just know it's Valentine's Day. I just wanted to show my appreciation to the people, good people around me that show.
That's beautiful, Joe. Now, Joe, it says, though, on the board, I really appreciate that sentiment. Thank you so very much. But it says that you're actually struggling to love some of your neighbors, especially your coworkers. Is there something we can help you with that today? What's going on?
I'm trying to, do more. I want to persevere and stuff better, I guess,
Is there something making it hard for that for you to be, kind or loving to?
We joke around and stuff like that, and everything's so good. It's so good, I guess I just take it for granted,
Okay, so you're wondering maybe how to maybe not take people for granted and really show them that you appreciate them.
That's a great question, Joe, because so many of us would think, wow, it's so good, I don't have to do anything else. So the fact that you want to is a real testament to the Holy Spirit working in your life and wanting you to have more than just, superficial friendships and to go a little bit deeper with people. And that's a beautiful thing.
So I'm going to kind of lay out a principle here and then going to come it can take a little bit of a long way around to get to your question, but just be patient with me. So on Catholic Home, the app we created to support Catholic families and couples, we teach something called the Liturgy of Domestic Church Life. And this Liturgy of Domestic Church Life are 12 practices that help us live out our baptismal mission to be priests, prophets, and royals. And the third part of this Liturgy of Domestic Church Life is called the Rite of Reaching Out, which enables us to live out the royal mission of baptism. And we do that by we reign with Christ by serving with him, right? So when we work for others' good, when we look for little ways to take care of others, we are living out that royal mission of baptism, serving with Christ by taking care of others. And so one of the practices under there is the idea of asking the question, how can I make your life a little easier or more pleasant? Or, for that matter, how can I leave the people I find, the people I encounter, a little better than I found them? And I'd like you to reflect on that, as you go about your work day, or really, your day, period. Just be praying, Lord, help me to see little ways that I could leave the people I meet better than I found them. Whether that means the person that, you know, is walking into the building the same time as you and you hold the door for them. You know, or that person that's walking, you're walking down the street and you smile at them and you make some eye contact. You just give a little nod. Or the people that you work with and you're asking, you know, what can I do to just serve them a little bit, to make their day a little easier or more pleasant, to make their burden a little lighter. Just asking yourself that question and prayerfully reflecting on that so that God can use you through those little acts of kindness to build the people around you up. You don't have to do anything dramatic or huge or expensive. It's just about learning how to use yourself and ask God to use you as an instrument of His kindness and love. I like to think of kindness as love's little sister, right? So if love is, you know, the work of working for the ultimate good of another person, kindness are the little ways we do that, you know, with that smile, with holding the door, with giving that little token of affection, you know, those little ways that we say, you know, you're special, and even though I don't know you necessarily at all, God loves you, and so looking for those little ways to make the people's lives around you a little easier or more pleasant, leaving them better than you found them. I'd just really like you to prayerfully reflect on what that would mean to you as you go about your entire day. You know, you didn't share whether you were married or not, but, you know, when you wake up in the morning, if you're married, you know, with your spouse, with your kids, with your coworkers, just that question as you're praying about it. Lord, help me to know how to leave the people I meet a little better than I found them. And that's a great way to not take others for granted.
And that's not coming from you trying to puff yourself up or be the great guy or the best guy in the space. It's about you saying, Holy Spirit, work through me. Let me have the eyes to see what these folks need today, how I can be you to them in some way, that I can bring a little bit of your Holy Spirit into their hearts and lives and minds. And when you do that as a prayer, Holy Spirit, work through me, God will give you the eyes to see. He'll help you make those connections with people, because it's not about you just being a great guy, which can go awry very quickly. We can get our feelings hurt. We can feel too good about ourselves in a way that's just about us. But when you say, Holy Spirit, work through me, give me the eyes to see you, give me the body to be able to work for other people's good, help me to do this well, that will change everything about it for you, Joe, and for those people that you're trying to love and serve.
And we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show today titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love. We're celebrating Valentine's Day by talking about the challenges we all have to love others or be loved the way we'd like to be loved. 877-573-7825. Of course, we're focusing a bit on romantic relationships because of the day, but we're really talking about any relationship where you would like to experience more love or, you know, just really know how to cherish each other more. 877-573-7825. When we come back from the break, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins. She is a developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club, and she's going to be sharing some insights about love when we come back after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we celebrate St. Valentine's Day by looking at all the relationships in your life and helping them be as loving as God wants them to be. If you're struggling to feel loved or cherished in a relationship, or love or cherish the people in relationships, in the relationship you're in, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
To you.
And with your spirit. And, you know, you wanted to talk a little bit about those times when we are struggling to love the people in our life, our spouse, our kids, you name it. What's the first step we can take to try to reconnect with that ability to love even when we don't feel like doing it?
I think the first thing we need to do is to check how our relationship with Jesus is. How is our relationship with God? Because that is where love comes from. First and foremost, God is love. And I have found for myself, when I'm off kilter with Matthew or with any of my kids, it usually is directed to how off kilter I am with my prayer time. Have I neglected my prayer time? Have I spoken to God only on Sundays and forgotten him throughout the week? And so take an interior look and say, am I giving some time to prayer through my day? Whether it's some real devoted time in the morning or in the evening, or just that, Jesus, I love you. I know you love me. Help me to love those around me. And when we can make sure that we're walking very closely with Christ, it's easier to walk with the people around us.
Well, and I want to connect the dots for some people who are wondering, like, how does that actually relate to relationship? And I'm interested in your thoughts about my take on what you're sharing. You know, that when we are in good order with God, what we're really feeling here is this deep sense of how much he loves us and how much he loves the people in our life. And that challenges us to want to share that love with others. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot, you know, we'll regularly get a call from somebody who came into the church whose spouse might not be churched, and they're wondering, you know, how do I evangelize my spouse? How do I share my faith with my spouse? And one of the things we often say is, you know, take a look at, as you're drawing closer to God, take a look at all the things your husband or your wife has asked you to do over the years that you've just kind of either said no to or passively resisted doing because it's outside your comfort zone, not because it's, you know, immoral or demeaning or something, but just because you don't feel comfortable doing it. And as you pray more about your relationship with God, you know, allow him to give you the grace to love that person in those ways they've asked you to, but you've resisted because you want to show them how much God loves them too.
Exactly.
And I think that's kind of what you're getting at.
Exactly. Because the thing is, when we say to Jesus, Jesus, I love you, and I see how much you love me, it can't help but bubble over. And our spouses and our friends and our family see that. We see us reflecting, you know, serving each other as Christ calls us to, of putting the needs of others before ourselves. And that helps us then love ourselves more often as well. I know for myself, when I have moments of lowness, when I don't think I am lovable, if I just repeat to myself, Jesus, you love me, and I'm going to stand on that love, then I want to share it with others. It's that close walk daily with Jesus where we get the strength we need and the power of the Holy Spirit to then be loving to those around us. So if we've neglected God, then we tend to neglect others, including ourselves.
I think that is so important, and to do that daily throughout the day is so important, but it's so much more powerful when we couple it with receiving Christ in the Eucharist. When we really don't just go up and receive the host, But we spend that time really contemplating the fact that he is there present, body, blood, soul, and divinity for us. That he poured himself out entirely for us in his suffering and death, and yes, in his resurrection, so that he could walk with us every moment of every day, that he could be our bridegroom, that he could be in us and with us every moment of every day. That is his gift to us, and he wants us to share him with other people. So it takes all of that. First of all, it shows us how profoundly we and every other one of his children on earth are loved. But secondly, it's not just the minutiae. It's not just, I'm doing the dishes, I'm making another meal for this person, I'm picking up the dry cleaning. It's, if Christ loves me enough to pour himself out totally for me and make himself available every single day in the Eucharist, how much more am I called to love with his love?
And we get the strength through those sacraments in our prayer time to do that, to go get the dry cleaning, to make the meal is, Lord, I'm not strong enough, but you are. Help me be stronger because the Holy Spirit dwells within me.
Exactly.
And Rachel, thanks so much for being with us today. Always a pleasure. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, they can go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. And we are taking your calls, ladies and gentlemen, at 877-573-7825. You know, I'm reminded, as we were talking about with Rachel and the kind of the connection to the Eucharist, that the Eucharistic love is ultimately spousal and romantic.
That's right.
Right? Because Christ gives himself fully to us, we give ourselves fully to him, we become one flesh, literally.
That's right.
In that gift of his own flesh and blood. And then that love becomes life-giving, and it's a model for how we are to relate to each other as husbands and wives especially. Anyway, 877-573-7825. We're talking about love and getting the love you want and giving that love you need.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We have to remember that God gave us a brain, and he did give us talented people in the medical field, some of whom, not all unfortunately, are following the science. And we need to do the same. We need to take precautions and, again, use common sense and our heads. But we can't go around living in fear, not doing what we are called to do. And in many cases, that is to travel, to go see loved ones, to go on a retreat, to maybe go on a pilgrimage. We have to be, at all times, a people of faith. And we have to remember that the phrase, be not afraid, appears some 365 times in Scripture. Coincidence? I think not.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
What sins should Catholics mention in confession? According to the Catechism, we are obliged to confess serious sin at least once a year. A mortal sin must be confessed and sacramental absolution received before taking communion, unless there is a very grave reason for receiving communion and there is no possibility of going to confession. Confessing all the sins a penitent can remember undoubtedly places him or her before the divine mercy for pardon. If, however, a penitent knowingly withholds sins, he places nothing before the divine goodness for remission through the priest. Confessing venial sins is not strictly necessary, but is strongly urged by the Church in order to fight evil tendencies, to strengthen our conscience, and let ourselves be healed by Christ. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism. Thank you for listening.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Why are some married couples happy while others struggle? You might think that happy couples argue less and resolve issues more efficiently than unhappy couples. But in fact, research suggests that both happy and unhappy couples argue about as much and struggle similarly with problem solving. The real difference is that happy couples consciously work toward maintaining their relationship and emotional health. For example, they create rituals for working, playing, talking, and praying together on a daily and weekly basis. Happy couples also look for ways to help each other out from day to day, little things that might make the other person's day easier or more pleasant. And then, when conflict breaks out, as it inevitably does in any human relationship, They realize that the most important thing isn't solving the conflict, but how they come to that resolution. Happy couples take care of each other while they go through that conflict so they can work to find solutions together. Marriage isn't easy, but the good news is that with a little work, any couple can find real happiness together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you'd like faithful help for your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Happy Valentine's Day. We're so glad to be with you today here on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show on this St. Valentine's Day is Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we talk about the struggle to love others or feel loved by others, really in all of our relationships. Of course, we're focusing a little bit more on marriage and romantic relationships because of St. Valentine's Day, but really any relationship that you are struggling to feel the love that you'd like to feel is fair game for today's show. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Giovanna, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Giovanna, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
To you. What's up today?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I guess I'm very, very fortunate because I am in a loving relationship with my husband. I was telling your call screener that we will be married 8 years, I think in, I don't think, I know, it's in June.
Are you sure about that, Giovanna? just double checking.
No, I have not, I have no idea about anything. But yeah, no, in June it'll be 8 years, and we've known each other for just a little over 30.
Wow,
and we went back
that's a long time.
Good for
it
you.
It is. I don't know if we should celebrate the 8th anniversary or 30 years.
Both. Celebrate both.
That would be a good thing. But, so, you know, we've been very fortunate. I've been very fortunate. He's a great guy, and I love him to death. And he does tell me he loves me, and I know. But sometimes, you know, that romantic love exists, and it's there, but it goes along with appreciation, I think, because appreciation is also showing love. And, you know, we were really good friends, obviously, for a long time before we got married. But now we, you know, that friendship sometimes seems rather strained and not appreciated. Or better yet, may not feel appreciated sometimes, and he doesn't. And I don't know how to deal with that sometimes, because he knows I love him, and I know he loves me, but it's the little things that...
So I mean, there's a couple of different ways I could go with this. So could you give some examples of what might make you or him not feel as appreciated by the other? What do you think are the things that are getting in the way there?
Okay, like, oh my gosh, how can I say this? All right, for instance, I'm trying to tell him, I'm trying to speak to him about something, and he says, uh-huh, because he's on the phone and looking at reels. And I used to be a teacher, so I tell him, okay, when you're finished with the reels, that's when I will talk to you. And he says, okay. I'm done. I'm like, no, you're not done. Finish the reel, and then I'll talk to you. And, you know, and sometimes I don't think he really understands or knows how I feel when I'm put aside for a reel on the phone. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sure. I think we all go.
But it sounds like you're handling that in the sense that you're able to prompt him to put it down. But like, you know, so is that the main issue, or are there other things like that?
There are other little things like that. Sometimes not being listened to, he works. He's retired right now, but he does work for a funeral home. And one of the things I told him just the other day, I said, you bring me flowers from a funeral home for Valentine's Day, you're going to end up at that funeral.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing, Giovanna, and let me know. Okay. Apparently, Eric thinks that's a great joke.
Okay.
Here's the question I have for you. I hear everything you're saying. You want, what you seem to be wanting is more intentionality in your relationship.
I think so.
Okay. And do you do anything at this point as a couple to set yourselves up for that intentionality? Do you make time and set aside specifically time to talk to each other every day or to have some fun together or have a prayer time together every day? Do you schedule those things in?
Because of his schedule, it's been rather difficult, but we have set aside time to pray, to do the rosary in the past, but it seems like because we were sick over the holidays. I mean, it's just been crazy. And we started getting into that, but because of schedules, we're getting away from that. And I just said to him the other day, I said, you know, we need to start doing the rosary together again. And he said, I know. Because before, I mean, I don't want to take up too much time. I'm sure you have other people. But when we were together as friends, we were together as friends, and then we started dating. He is Catholic, baptized Catholic, the whole thing, but he really wasn't going to church with me. And I left it open for him, you know, like whenever you want to come, you can. Well, we got married in the Catholic Church, and ever since then, within the past 8 years, he has become a full member, has become very involved.
Great. Okay, so he's open to these things.
You know?
So what I want to do, you know, building on what Lisa was talking about being more intentional. You know, a lot of couples just sort of tend to think that the relationship is going to happen because we occupy the same space.
Yeah, we live under the same roof, we share meals, therefore we will have a deep conversation. We will just automatically have fun together. And so a lot of it just gets taken for granted by both of you. And when you're going through something like you just talked about, everybody, or two of you were sick for an extended period of time, you know, of course we fall into more of a slog because we just don't have the energy to do much but get off the couch. But as you come out of a time like that, and you're really being prompted by the Holy Spirit, I believe, right now, as you get out of that, and it's Valentine's Day, say, okay, now it's time to take that deep breath and say, what do we have in place to make sure that we're tending to our relationship in a real way?
Yeah, and in my book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, one of the distinctions that I talk about in there that research really shows that between happier couples and less happy couples is that less happy couples tend to think, oh, it would be nice if we could work and play and talk and pray together in little ways every day. But unfortunately, that, you know, other things always crowd that stuff out. So they see rituals of connection as a nice ideal, but kind of optional. Whereas happier couples really prioritize that and schedule other stuff around it as much as possible. They make sure that they are, you know, making a meal happen together every day in some way. They're making sure that they're getting a little bit of time to work together, maybe that, whether it's cleaning up the dishes after dinner or after a meal.
And not to be used just as a chore or to check something off or to say, well, at least this is the one thing you're not making me do all by myself, but as a way to connect to one another and care about your environment together.
They look for little ways to play together every day, even if that's just for a few minutes.
So important.
Whether that's taking a 10-minute walk or, you know, watching that show that they're streaming, or, you know, playing a couple hands of cards or something. You know, it doesn't have to be a big or expensive thing. It's just we're carving out 15 minutes to just play together and then pray together. So there's those four areas: working, playing, talking, and praying together. You're carving out specific time for that, and you're planning other things around those four activities.
And I want to hit the prayer thing since you, Giovanna, had brought up, you know, you used to pray the rosary together. The rosary is a beautiful prayer. And it's a meditative prayer that allows us to take everything that we've talked about and prayed about together to God in a more meditative way so we can hear him and open ourselves up to his direction. But if you're dealing with time crunches and all of these things, and even if you're not, please open yourselves up to praying together about your life and about each other's lives. So first thing in the morning, when you wake up and you're just laying in bed together, pray for your husband. You know, Lord, help my husband have a great day today. Let him be able to be guided by your Holy Spirit. Make me a wonderful wife to him and make his life easier or more pleasant. Heal the things that, you know, need to be healed, like the illness that you guys have gotten through.
Be the couple that you want us to be.
Exactly. These spontaneous prayers. And then you're saying to him at the end of the prayer, and hopefully he will pray over you too, invite him to, say, I really need your blessing.
Help me be the husband that you want me to be, Lord, and love my wife with your love, and show me, you know, how to cherish her and help her feel desired and cared for. You know, this is something we do every morning when
we
wake up.
And we really encourage every couple to do this. And then at the end of that, you say to each other, how can I make your day a little bit easier today? How can I make your life a little bit more pleasant today? And really hear what the other is saying. So you're starting the day with the Lord, with really knowing what the other needs, and with letting each other know that you love each other enough to take those few minutes to pray. Whereas some of us, unfortunately, use the rosary as something to check off our list of to-dos. We got through that rosary. We recited our rosary rather than we prayed it together out of this other prayer life that we have that tends to each other's hearts and needs all day long, or at least the beginning of our day, and you can bless each other at the end of the day. But when you do this, you've made time to talk to each other during the day about real things. And it's not just the problems, it's everything. You've had some time to enjoy each other. Again, not just tend to problems or be bored with each other, because every day is the same, especially when we've moved into a time in our lives where, you know, we're not working as hard. You've had some time to pray together in a real way. And then you're not just getting, hey, I need to talk to you, but you're on your phone. It's not about scolding. It's not about begging for attention. It's about, hey, I really need to talk to you about such and such when we have our time to talk today. And you set that time, because even if he's working, I guarantee you he's not working every hour of every day. So if you even have 15 minutes to talk, well, you're having coffee in the morning. Or you're going to say, well, we're going to have dinner tonight, but we need to talk, you know.
But when we have that specific time, that's the time to put away our phones.
Put away our phones and be intentional about what we're talking about.
Part of the problem is, you know, you're just, because you haven't defined those times to work and play and talk and pray together, it just sort of feels like, well, every, you know, if we're not engaged in something, then it's just downtime. So I'm on my phone, and then you kind of spontaneously want to try to have a conversation, and he's already doing something else, and you feel slighted, and it's not so much that he doesn't care, it's or you guys don't appreciate each other, it's that you're not being intentional enough about carving out specific times to have meaningful conversation, and to work and play and talk and pray.
I'm so sorry. And that's really easy to do after 30 years of friendship and 8 years of marriage, because you get to the point where, well, you've been friends for 30 years. We get everything about each other. And then you get married and you think, we've taken it to the next step. We've achieved the ultimate in friendship here. And then we forget to tend that friendship and to tend those things. So try to be intentional every day about time to work together, talk together, play together, and most especially pray together. And you can have him listen to this podcast with you today as a Valentine's Day gift to him when they put up the podcast this afternoon, or you can just discuss this with him tonight. But it's really important to keep intentionality in any relationship, but especially our marital relationships.
And I'm going to encourage you to check out both How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love and our other book on Catholic marriage, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. Both of those books contain tons of tips and great ideas for having a more loving, caring, connected, faithful, and passionate Catholic marriage. Thanks so much for the call, Giovanna, and if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can also find those two titles I mentioned, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, and For Better Forever. And we're taking your calls today on More to Life on our show titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we talk about the struggle to love others or to feel loved by others. Of course, we're focusing a bit more on romantic relationships and marriage because of St. Valentine's Day, but really any relationship that you would like to either feel more cherished in or would like to know how to better love the people in that relationship, we are here for you at 877-573-573. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7.
Some folks might be familiar with this from weddings they've attended, maybe even their own. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends.
Amen. And this definition of love is not just for marriages. This is what Christian love looks like in every relationship. And so whether we're talking about our marriage relationship or our parenting relationship or our relationship with friends or coworkers, let this passage guide the way you love the people in your life. 877-573-7825. We're taking your calls about relationships today on our show titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Whether you're struggling to love others or feel loved in your relationships this St. Valentine's Day, let us help you find grace-filled ways to cultivate healthier and more fulfilling relationships. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here. We're going to Normandy, France in November to celebrate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. We'll also be in Paris for the opening of the resurrected Notre Dame Cathedral. Join us on a pilgrimage of discovery through the saints and shrines of France. Catherine Laborier in the Miraculous Medal, St. Therese of Lisieux, the Incorrupt Body of Vincent de Paul, a dinner cruise through Paris on the Seine River, and so much more.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
He was a pope, a saint, and a doctor of the church.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
Pope St. Gregory I the Great is one of only four popes honored as the Great. Among his many achievements was sending missionaries across Northern Europe, especially St. Augustine of Canterbury, who brought Christ to the people of England. In a pun, Pope Gregory called the English people angels. He died in 604.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life. On the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Crazy Little Thing Called Love, as we talk about, well, love on this St. Valentine's Day, and that struggle to either feel loved or love others the way God is calling us to, and that we'd like to be loved and love. 877-573-7825. A question from Maria listening in Texas.
She said, my husband comes home from work and just stays on the couch watching TV and scrolling on his phone. He completely ignores me. I've been so lonely and hurt that he cannot acknowledge me anymore.
All right, Maria, thank you so much for your question, and I'm so sorry. I can you know, hear the heartbreak in the message that you left.
So heartbreaking.
So in some ways, this is a more extreme version of the last call we had from Giovanna, who, you know, where, again, you know, a lot of couples tend to assume that the relationship is just going to happen because we're occupying the same space. And we tend to be less intentional about carving out actual time and then protecting that time to do four things: work, play, talk, and pray together. Let's just keep that in mind. Working, playing, talking, praying. The idea here is that we want to find little ways throughout the day to connect around those four areas. And it just 10 minutes each, 15 minutes each. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but carving out and protecting that time. So if I had you on the phone, the first question I'd ask you is how do you approach your husband about this issue? Because a lot of spouses just think, well, he's sitting there on the couch watching TV, he doesn't love me. And they don't actually sit down and say, hey, I'd like to get some time with you. So if you haven't done that first, if you haven't said, honey, I'd really like to be a little bit more intentional about our evenings together. How could we make better use of our time so we could feel a little closer to each other and get some time with each other? I would hope that he would not be opposed to that idea. But we have this tendency to think, if he loved me, he'd just know. We get tired at the end of the workday. We just get a little selfish and we sort of turn in on ourselves and you get into a rut. And sometimes we develop some bad habits around that. So I think having a conversation where you sit down and say, look, I'd really love to get more time together in the evenings. How can we be more intentional about how we run our evenings so that we can develop a little bit closer connection?
And that's important to set up, because if you just, for you, Maria, and anybody who's listening today, if you just approach your spouse and say, well, I want to play a game now. I let's go for a walk. In the middle of them being exhausted, of doing something else, of not being prepared for it, you're probably going to get a negative response. We all, even like tiny children do, need time to wrap our heads and our energy around any task, even a task of being loving to our spouse, before we can motivate ourselves to do it. So if you have that longer conversation, that prior conversation, to say, I want us to make time in our day to be able to do these things together, and then actually put it on the schedule. Tonight after dinner, let's go for a 10-minute walk. Let's play a hand of Uno. Let's play Wordle together during the day. Let's have a real conversation time where we can catch up on our day, because I miss you and I really want to know what's going on in your life.
But I want to jump on something you just said, that where we tend to let these things go until we get frustrated about
exactly.
it. And then we either present our request in an accusatory way, like, you never spend any time with me. What's wrong with, how come you're just sitting there ignoring me all the time? Or we do ask, hey, could we do something tonight? But because it's on the fly and the other person's not expecting it, they roll their eyes or they huff and puff, and then we feel rejected. And it's really not them rejecting us at all. It's there's a mismatch of expectations in that moment.
And it's not even in the moment. It's if you ask in the morning, hey, after work tonight, they might have their whole day planned out. And they you have to do this beginning of the week. You have to set up a plan for, hey, this is something I want to start doing. Don't just throw them in the cold water and demand something. Say, hey, I really want to start planning these things. Let's put this on the schedule so we have our time together. Because we all need that time to accommodate and get excited about something.
So ideally, you're going to do that, and you're going to build those regular rituals of connection where you do, make time to work, play, talk, and pray together every day. And you put it on the calendar and you make a plan and you make it happen every day. But even on those times where you feel like you might need a little extra attention or you're struggling to do that larger suggestion, if you wait until the moment, then the way to bring it up is to say, hey, look, I've been really missing you lately. Could we, over the next couple of days, next week, just look at our calendars and figure out how to get a little bit more time together? Maybe go out on a date, or maybe just take a walk, or maybe whatever it is, right? But you're not just saying, this has to happen now or else, or how come it's not been happening? It's, hey, I really miss you, and I'd really love to get a little bit more time with you. Could we figure out some time to get, that time and connection together? What would you like to do? And you're not just presenting it as an ultimatum. You're presenting it as an invitation. And that's always going to get better reception. Now, if you try all these things and he just blows you off, that's another kind of problem. So I'd encourage you to reach out to us again here on the show or through CatholicCounselors.com. But this is definitely a fixable thing by being more intentional about the way you spend your time with each other. And folks, if you'd like to learn more ways to build more loving, passionate, and cherishing relationships, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can check out tons of resources like our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, or Holy Sex. Check them all out at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can also learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's pastoral telecounseling practice. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there's so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.